armed with pikes and archery equipment, 30 horde rats, led by Nagru and Silvermord, sneaked furtively along the ramparts until they were at the west battlement edge. Crouching down in the shadows, Silvermord whispered to Nagru.
We catch them one by one as they land, right?
Pulling the wolf-hide about him to shelter from the rain, Nagru neatly sidestepped any responsibility.
Your idea, my lady. Make your move.
Silvermord crawled forward, armed with a pike that was double-hooked below its blade. She thrust it at Bluebane.
Hook them in by the footpaws,
she hissed.
We'll be waiting to grab them.
The vixen winked at the spy.
Do it well, and I'll reward you.
Marielle had reached the rope's end. Kicking against the wall, she began swinging herself. Rain beat on her face as she pendulumed back and forth, widening the arc each time. Blinking water from her eyes, she peered into the mist each time she sailed west. Bluebane recognised her as she swung into view and vanished back into the night again.
My lady, it's not the Squirrel King. It's the Mouse Maid.
Nagru growled out of his wolf-hide shelter.
I don't care who it is. Yank them in. Do it!
Bluebane timed it nicely. He stood erect, holding the battlement with one paw, and swung the barbed end of the pike toward the Mouse Maid on the rope. Marielle could not stop herself. She saw the rat strike out toward her with the pike as she sped toward the battlement on the rope. Kicking her paws hard against the wall, she shot outward. The kick gave her extra impetus. She avoided the pike and shot over Bluebane's head. The rope struck the gable of the wall and was torn from her paws. From behind came the sound of a vicious hiss. An arrow stood out between Bluebane's eyes. He fell backward into the horde beasts as Marielle landed heavily on top of Nagru. Pandemonium broke out. Stamping hard on the wolf's skull, the Mouse Maid leaped free and went dashing along the ramparts. The dead wolf's fangs had cut two furrows on Nagru's brow. Lying flat out, he roared,
"Get her! Kill the Mouse Maid!"
The first rat who had jumped upright to obey met with another arrow. Silvermord scrambled on all fours after Marielle. Taking her lead and keeping safe, the other rats followed. Nagru sat up, tenderly feeling his head where the fangs had pierced. Looking around, he realised that he was alone. An arrow zipped by overhead, and instinctively, the fox wolf ducked and scurried off on all fours, shouting,
"Come back here, you deserters! Wait for me!"
Dandin leaned over the rafters, staring down into the mist, his vision hampered by the nighttime rain.
There's something gone wrong down there. Marielle may need help. I must go to her.
Without wasting further words, he grasped the ropes and vanished over the edge of the tower top. Muldrum wrung rainwater from his ears as he called after Dandin.
As you are! I gave no orders for you to go shimmying off down that rope, sir! Come back, you hear me?
The hare watched the rope begin swinging from side to side and straightened his jacket resolutely.
Mustn't have hurt me. Not like that, young fellow, to disobey an order. Right, you're next, fellow Thorn.